tell me your name and where you live here?
Yeah, I live on Prince Street. My name is Nils.
And where were you this morning when this all happened?
The first explosion, I was just down at the corner of the block of the Trade Center. Heard the explosion. I was in my car, looked out. Debris was just coming down everywhere, basically. Files and just complete debris. I was in my car. I just drove off a couple blocks, managed to get a couple blocks away, dumped my car. At that point, the second explosion had occurred. And it was just smoke going everywhere. My office was about six blocks away, and I went back to get my employees. They asked us to evacuate. We're right behind the stock exchange, so we just all evacuated. We're on the seventh floor, and walking out of the building, it was just complete ash and smoke. I mean, literally, you could not see, you know, past maybe 3 feet in front of you. We went over to Liberty Park, and just waited for things to clear up. I mean, there was no direction, there's no communication. No one had any idea your phones didn't work. Nobody knew what was going on. So it was really just a matter of like trying to get to some place where there's no buildings or anything where you feel like you might be safe. And at that point we just waited, you know, waited it out. Nobody knew what was happening. And the first building had already collapsed and the second building collapse, and it was just a big black cloud of smoke that came down to Liberty Park and just overtook everyone. I mean, it was a pretty hectic. It was crazy. It was just unlike anything I've ever seen.
Describe the situation out in the streets as you were right there in front of the building when the first explosion took place.
It was just pandemonium. I mean, right there is where people are coming out from the PATH trains and things, so it's a high traffic area, and it was just pandemonium, screaming and running. I mean, people were everywhere, cars were everywhere. I mean, I drove my truck up. I was on the sidewalk crossing through a park, just trying to get to safety. And then, you know, after that, I think a lot of people stopped because it just appeared to be a fire. So a lot of people were coming out on the streets, taking pictures, just trying to check out what was happening. You know, and then it was another, whatever, 10 minutes or something before the second explosion. So I think, obviously, nobody expected that. But it calmed down a lot at that point as people just thought, you know, hey, a plane hit or something, but it didn't look as bad as it really was about to become. So I think that's the worst thing, is it just caught people really off guard. I mean, I had no idea what was happening. I thought it was a small plane that had come close and then had accidentally hit, but no idea it was anything close to this. I mean, it was just far beyond, I think, what anyone expected.
Did you actually get trapped in the smoke that was billowing down the streets?
Yeah, we were trapped in the smoke evacuating. I mean, at the point that I was back to our office, we're by the stock exchange. The smoke was thick, so when we were pushing out of the building, I mean, literally all of Wall Street, it was just a giant gray cloud. You couldn't see, you know, you had maybe 5 or 6 feet of visibility, and you know, it was like being in a snowstorm of just smoke and ash. And we just made our way over trying to get to Liberty Park, where there might be some air coming from the water. The wind was blowing to the east side, so that seemed like the best place to really be. And a lot of people, though, everyone at that point, once you're out of the building, people were calm. They were helping each other, you know, kids, anything. Giving water and food, or, you know, helping cover. And people were just trying to take cover, because at the point the second Trade Center collapsed, you know, we were just trying to stay out of the smoke, not knowing what was in the smoke that was coming at us.
When did you first hear the news of what it actually was that happened?
As soon as I got back to my office is when I heard that the second building, it was another plane that was, you know, intentionally a terrorist attack. And you know, that's when I realized, like, we got to get out of the building right now, because, you know, who knows, we're by the stock exchange, and we were not, didn't seem like a good place to be at the time. And that's when it kind of started to set in. And it's scary, because you don't know, like, there's no communication, no phones are working and things, so you don't know, like, are we being bombed, or, you know, what's happening. So people, I think, were just freaking out of just lack of information, and just lack of visibility just increases your sense of, you know, kind of anxiousness.